Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Good evening. Welcome to another broadcast of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Wills. I'm excited that you have chose to tune in with us on today. There are so many things that we want to talk about on today, but first of all, I thank God for allowing us to come together once again on today. And I pray that everyone had a blessed weekend. We are experiencing technical difficulty because the internet keeps fading in and out. But how many of us know that God will and shall prevail? The devil have not won anything. That God is in complete control. And I thank you for tuning in and letting me know that these messages are blessing your heart and that it is encouraging you along the way on your spiritual walk, because God knows exactly what we need and the time we need it. And even when we feel like giving up, God is still right there pushing us along. I thank God that each of these subjects has been a main focus, and that we can not only help ourselves, but we can help someone else along the line as well. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual badness. And as you all know, we all come to the point to where that we go through a period of spiritual barrenness. Even when we don't realize it, there is a period that we go through where we focus more on what we are going through instead of what God is saying to us about our situation and about the problems that we face. Welcome, Apostle Lejay. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad that you tuned in today with us. Because today we're going to be talking about spiritual barrenness and how it's a lot of people that are walking around, man of God, and they just not producing what they think they should produce, or they have so many hurt and, you know, unconfessed sins and unrepented sins that really make us barren to the point to where we think that we are being used to the utmost by God, but really we're not. What is your intake on spiritual barrenness?
Woman of God, I'll begin to say that the reason why you see so much of people becoming spiritually barren is because they don't pause to hear from God anymore.
Yeah.
God will direct us and dictate to us how he wants things to go, and he'll dictate that to us spiritually, but the problem is when we, as spiritual people, we feel sometimes that we have it, so what will happen is we'll stop listening for God to speak and we'll take at what we know. We are only we are implied instead of applied. Problem with that is you have to understand that God's spirit moves from glory to
mm-hmm.
glory. He will not stay the same way all the time. So it's very imperative
exactly.
that you keep your ear to hear so that you don't become in that barren state and then having
mm-hmm.
to turn back and hear the instructions that God originally spoke but that you couldn't hear because you felt that you already got the instruction that you really just heard from yourself.
Exactly. And you said something so key. First of all, I would like to welcome Apostle Thomas on. I see that you finally got on. We've been having difficulties on this end, too. So the devil is just trying every which way, but he's already defeated. I welcome you, woman of God.
God bless you.
God bless you. You said something so key, Apostle. That you said people do not take time out to hear from God anymore. They just look at something or they feel like the situation can be handled themselves. What I see these days, and it's very prevalent, is people is just overriding what God wants to say, to do in their lives. They feel like they got it all together, but there comes a time where you have to take time out for yourself to hear
mm.
from him, because I've learned there is a two voices, because the devil, he can mock God so good to make it seem so good and so, you know, enticing until he will make you actually think that's a God speaking to you. Woman of God, do you have anything for the saint?
Yes, good point that he made right there concerning that. Like you said, a lot of times people come to you for advice, but they already have a preconceived
mm-hmm.
mindset. What they want you to do is just already agree with whatever it is they want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really looking for you for advice or guidance.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to touch and agree with what they want. And so, and of course, they're like, man, God says a lot of times, I hate to say it like this, but a lot of times we just be wasting our wisdom.
Yeah.
Because people have already made up their mind what they want to do anyhow.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes they just, like I said, they're looking for you to agree with what they've already established they're going to do anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really looking for you to tell them anything different. They're just looking for you to agree with what's already in their mind to do, what's already in their spirit to accomplish. And they get highly offended if you disagree with what they want done. And so,
mm-hmm.
like I said, a lot of times you feel like you just wasted your wisdom and your knowledge and, you know, of what they're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, people want you to tell them what they want to hear because they don't want,
that's right.
want you to tell them what thus said the Lord, because they already got their mind made up. This is what they want to do, and they don't want to do nothing else but this here. And that's all what they want to do. And we were talking about earlier, woman of God, that spiritual barrenness is widely known now in the body of Christ, because we as Christians do not take the time out to a fast anymore. It's like when you call a fast, they're only doing it at the beginning of the year, the first or 21 days of the year, and that's it. They call it quits. They don't fast anymore. They don't pray like they should.
Right.
Is it because they feel like certain a point with God, and that's all? They don't have to go any deeper. And once other people, they feel like it is more
of God we can have. And then if some people think, that's it, I don't have to do anymore. So well, what is your intake on that?
Well, like you said, a lot of times they don't take the time to get to a place spiritually they feel. Like I said, they do the ritual thing at the beginning of every year. Everybody wants to fast. Everybody wants to go through a pretense of I want to get closer to God. And the reason why you know that many of them are just talking is because they're more busy talking about, well, I'm drinking this or I'm doing this, you know, broadcasting. Okay, look, I'm on the fast with the church. But they're not going through any of the spiritual things that are necessary in order for them to get something out of it. And then some don't want no more. They don't want no more than what they have. They're not looking for any more. They're not willing to go any deeper, because if I go deeper, then that's going to require more of accountability. That's going to require more of a commitment out of me, and I'm not trying to be accountable. I'm not trying to get any deeper in the Lord than I'm trying to do right now. Saints just want just, you know, the majority of them want just enough of God to take them to hell.
Yeah.
Not even get to heaven. You hear what I'm saying? They want just enough God to take them to hell. Because God gonna hold them accountable for what they don't do to get to that place, and that's what they figure. If I don't learn anymore, then I don't have to be accountable when I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So if I don't learn anymore, if I don't go any deeper, then I'm not. I won't be held accountable for what I'm doing, and nobody can hold me accountable for the things that I'm doing.
And you said something key. You said they just want enough to make it into heaven. How do they know what is enough to make it into heaven? Because what are we doing down here? This is not, we may seem like it's a lot, but to God, it's nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because people do not really want to go deeper, because that means it's more of a commitment, a deeper, deeper commitment. Man of God, and then I was reading on some things about barrenness, and I can honestly say I went through this myself.
Right.
Because with my job and with my career, and I had everything else coming up in my way to the point that I didn't even have time to read my word or to pray. And then that's when I realized that I was just there. I really didn't have anything. I was just dry, just completely dry, and to the point that I was making it to the point to where I knew I had to go to a church. I had to do this. I had to do that. I didn't want to do it because of the love I had for God, because my focus was off of that and just on to building my career up. So I want you to tell the people, because I know, Apostle Leje, you are into your career now and you are in school and you're building up. How can you put a balance from your career and from getting to where you do not be entangled with your spiritual barrenness?
Woman of God,
that a balance?
I'm going to tell you, first of all, as far as the balance is concerned, you have to know what your priority is before the money. You got to understand that He gives us power to obtain wealth. He is the adjective. If you wanna make that plain, I can't do nothing without Him. So I first got to give Him His first. You know, so that's pretty much how I know me personally. that I keep mm-hmm. a balance. The first thing I do is acknowledge my Savior, not because I'm just acknowledging him because I need something. I'm acknowledging him just to say thank you for what he has done. But you have to learn mm-hmm. how to prioritize. It's the same way with being spiritually bare. The church corporately, we are not prioritizing spiritual matters anymore. I did a teaching, woman of God, last Wednesday at mm-hmm. church called on the Church of Ishbad.
Yes.
And that was and of course that's in 1 Samuel. And what I began mm-hmm. to tell them was the word Ishbad stands for the glory of God has left the people. The reason why mm-hmm. the glory of God leaves the people is, in other words, the reason why they become spiritually bare is because they don't prioritize and they shift their
yes.
focus to everything else that don't belong, where the focus shouldn't belong to, and they put it on what they feel is more relevant or more important at the time. And that's especially what's happened corporately inside of the body of Christ. We are,
yes.
are prioritizing what's right and what's wrong, and in the process we're becoming spiritually barren because we've allowed mm-hmm. the glory of God to leave out of our lives.
And that's true. You said something so key. They focus off of it. Really, they focus off the spiritual thing of it and put it on the materialistic because they have this timetable because they are believing in God, yes, but then we just want to help him alone. We want to do it our own self to help God alone. And then I found out too, woman of God and man of God, you get upset with yourself. You get stressed out, you get depressed, burnt out because of the fact someone receives a prophecy. They want to make it come to pass themselves instead of waiting on the assignment of God. Woman of God, what is your intake on that?
Like the man of God was saying, like while you was talking, the Lord was dealing with me about something. And the thing that he was speaking to me is because mm-hmm. many people are impatient
mm-hmm.
on waiting on God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with any of mm-hmm. us, sometimes we're getting the word and we get a word from the Lord. And you've been waiting and waiting. After a while, you get kind of impatient because you want to see the thing come to pass. But that's
yes.
where people of God have to come to a place of maturity in faith where they learn how to trust God to bring it together in his time and in this season. The problem with the people in this day and hour is they don't really know how to distinguish a season and then they don't know how to wait between that time when God might plant the seed of the word or prophecy or a word to let them know he's getting ready. They don't understand the season of waiting, and so the mm-hmm. impatience comes in. And sometimes, I'm not going to say that's always a bad thing because it keeps them with an expectation sometimes or anticipation. If it's done
yes, you do.
A good way, the bad
yes,
way,
right.
I'm tired of waiting on God and I'm just going to do it myself because I
uh-huh.
got to bring it to pass. Because instead of the people realizing that God's word cannot return to him, boy,
mm-hmm.
he said it's not going to return. And see, they take that scripture out of context sometimes because what they're saying is the minute I speak it, I'm expecting God to do it, but that's not necessarily so because sometimes he got to
mm-hmm.
prepare us to be able to receive
yes.
whatever it is that he's getting ready to do in our lives. But people
yes.
are, like I said, when they want it, they just want it. And they get frustrated because they want it in their timing rather than in the timing of God. There were things I prayed for. If when I sat down and thought about it, if I had really got them when I wanted
mm-hmm.
them, I would have made a mess of some stuff and would have
mm-hmm.
been a mess myself because I wasn't spiritually prepared for it. or you know, mentally. It's a whole lot of things when it comes to the things of God blessing us or bringing us to a point in ministry and different things. There's a lot of things that it tells. But we don't want to wait on that because we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to wait in faith. We don't know how to wait and pray. We don't know how to wait for the Lord with assurance in our spirit. We just get impatient and we say, okay, I'm a Jew. And then we look at it like, if it don't be done, it's a failure in us or something. We don't want people to make mockery or think that, you know, that we are not going to receive what we have testified about or revealed to somebody that's going to come to pass. And so we abort the perfect timing of God to try to prove a point to people. And in the course of doing that, we mess up every time.
Wow, you said something powerful there because when you receive a prophecy, that is just a confirmation of what God has already told you. It keeps your expectations high, and you will work and you will look forward to the prophecy to come to pass. That is real good because I know. Last night, I had went through all my notebooks of the I received over the years. Oh, no. Okay, there it is. There was somebody else. And then I had received all the prophecies over the years, and God had me to go and read over every last one of them. And it had lifted my spirits back up because I see the majority of them has came for us to pay. And so it's making me just hold on just a little while longer because people think that a prophecy comes real or quickly. There is a certain position you have to be in to receive it before it comes to pass. But also, man of God, we are reading your word. Because some people say they are read their word and they still do not feel anything. They still feel that barrenness. What can you tell a person? Because we all know the word, it comforts you. It will heal you. You have to speak to your situation by the word. What is it that when they read the word, some people, they still feel that way?
You know, woman of God, I will tell you this. I've had that situation where I was going through the proper steps and I still wasn't feeling like I was getting to where I needed to be. And you know, woman of God, I had to look inside of myself because, you know, sometimes when we're going through a barren state spiritually, you know, we begin to, when we read the word and we eat the word, we begin to look at it completely in the natural and take it literally. And that's what you have to watch, that you're not eating the word literally. And you need to understand it figuratively because when you do that, you end up missing what God, even in being barren, is trying to reveal to you. Another thing that I found to be wise for me, too, was I had to get around somebody who's been through that, and I had to ask them how, you know, where was I lacking it to pretty much critique me and tell me, you know, how I needed to combat this. Because when you're going through spiritual madness and you used to hearing from God and you used to produce it, and you're not, that's a big lack, that's a big void inside of your life. So I had to get around somebody. You got to drop pride and get around somebody who done been through that and overcame that so that they can show you properly how to handle that so you can move on from that.
And you said something very key. When you are used to working for God constantly and then it's just a big downfall, is something wrong, you need to connect with somebody who has been through that situation and how they can help you out of it. Because I know my situation, I am used to doing a work for God every day. I got to do something every day. And when it comes a time when I I really can't do nothing. I have to, you know, build myself up. I say, okay, God, it's something you want me for to do to get along with you so that you can talk to me. Find myself doing too much until, like that we said earlier, you can't hear the voice of God because you are doing so much. And so much. Woman of God, do you have anything to say?
Well, on that part, like the man of God said, you definitely have to get with someone that's able to keep you in that balance mode. We know most of the time people don't, once they get discouraged or feel bad about something, the majority of the time they get mad at God, then they get mad at people because things haven't came to pass. So then they isolate themselves at that time. And that's when we lose a lot of people back into the world, not knowing how to take that balance. One thing that my pastor taught me is when I first got saved was he taught us to look at everything as temporal. He said then when you do it like that, then when something doesn't come when you think it should, you won't fall to pieces because you're looking at it when it was just going to be temporal. You know, when you're looking at that scripture where it said all this stuff is just temporal, you know, temporary, we just don't do it. So that's the only way we were able to go through those seasons, like you were saying, of not seeing anything produce and being able to do it without losing ourselves in the midst of that. Because most of the time, like I said, people lose their self during that season. Either they backslide or they begin to look for temporary. They're still in church but looking for temporary things to get them occupied. Being a person that travels a lot in ministry and everything, even when I'm at home for any length of time, say if I got to stay there for about a week, after that week, I'm kind of agitated because I'm used to being active.
Yeah.
And I had to learn how to relax during those seasons because I realized those were seasons God was replenishing me. At first, I couldn't adjust to it too good. But then I learned how to adjust to that it was seasons that I were needful in order for me to keep on running the race that's set before me. But I had to learn that, and I had to learn that I wasn't being unproductive during those seasons of rest. And I think that's where a lot of the problems come in, because when you're used to doing and you're not doing, you think you're not productive, or you think, okay, like I used to do at first, what I don't did, the Lord punishing me. I'm in time out right now or something. But then I had to learn that you know, God is a God of balance, so he has to give us, you know, time to replenish or something. But it does when you're used to going, when you're used to being active, when you're used to having activities with the Lord. That's why I understand people that say, if you're saying you're praying every day, then for me to go a day or two without praying would be very disturbing to me. And so you can almost tell the people that don't really have that buildup of their prayer life, their spiritual life, because they are able to go through those things and not feel bad. But, like, you know, those of us that are constantly having to pray or constantly doing some ministry, those seasons right there leave us kind of, you know, in a longing state because we're used to God using us consistently.
Yeah.
But we have to learn that there are seasons of rest. If not, we'll find ourselves not doing the things that God wants us to do, but just doing religious activity because we're bored or because we don't feel productive at that time. So you have to get to a place to where you understand that so that you won't get in your flesh on that area.
Okay. Thank you so much. Our time has been well spent and very educated. Next Monday, we will be talking about the importance of meditating on the Word of God. So until Monday at 5:30 p.m., everyone have a blessed week.
All right, God bless.
Thank you all so much.
God bless
you all.
thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.